This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
He's replacing a black coach. And in fact, Colorado, I think Deion is going to actually be the third black head coach in Colorado football history. So he's not going to be the first. Omokongo, your thoughts?
I think that too many times in our community, we find ourselves looking for a savior. And even outside of the sports arena, when you look at what happens in the larger issues with the civil rights movement, for example, and sometimes movements end up dying when our leaders are taken away. When we take it down to something like to the sports level, I see the same thing happening. And I think that rather than put all of the emphasis on one person, we should be looking at mimicking the culture that was created, the culture of winning. And that can continue regardless of who the figurehead is. Throughout history, we've had too many instances of people realizing that when it came to black people, whatever we're talking about, just remove the figurehead and everything else dies. As Scotty was saying, there was a lot that Deion did for HBCUs coming out of his own pocket for things. And quite honestly, given the fact that he did so much of that out of pocket, who's to say? I believe that he's going to continue that support now that he's making more money. And so really, at the end of the day, we have to understand that, first of all, when it comes down to this HBCU versus PWI type mentality, we have to understand that we're all in this together. There are many people who don't have degrees from HBCUs who support HBCUs to no end. So really, at the end of the day, when I look at what Deion Sanders is doing, we spend too much time trying to tear people down, and we need to spend more time building people up. I am definitely not the person who subscribes to the idea that PWIs are better and all of that other type of stuff. But this is a brother who's making a move that's best for himself and for his family. And I believe he can still be a great representative of the culture. He's also going to a space where he's going to be working and mentoring and still coaching young black men as well. I believe that he did a lot to put HBCUs and sports and on the national spotlight in ways that haven't been done. And he lit a torch that many people who are coming after him should take and run with and elevate it to the next level. And I'm hoping that other former players of his type of caliber don't just see HBCUs as a stepping stone to these PWIs. I definitely don't want that to happen. But really, at the end of the day, if two seasons from now he started losing and he got fired, like you said, you're just going to die there, nobody would care about it. So I feel like when it comes to something like that, you got to do what's best for you. We got to stop looking for saviors and build on the culture that he created, because HBCUs are on the map in ways that they haven't been before. Look at what Michael Jordan's doing with Howard, what LeBron James is doing with FAMU, I believe. So there's a great opportunity for HBCUs right now, and we just got to take it to the next level.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.